graces which no methods teach, and which a master hand alone can reach. Music and the Muse, blending the magic of poetry read by Janet Logan with Thomas Mancini's violin. Music and the Muse, for those who follow the Star of Dreams.
Greetings, everyone. This is Janet Logan. Of all the glorious music that through the centuries has been written to commemorate Easter, none is more beloved than the simple hymn, The Day of Resurrection. The words were written more than 1,200 years ago by the Greek theologian and hymn writer, John of Damascus. It seems to me the first stanza alone tells the whole story of Easter. The Day of Resurrection. Earth, tell it out abroad. The Passover of gladness. The Passover of God. From death to life eternal, from this world to the sky, our Christ has brought us over with hymns of victory. I dreamed death came the other night, and heaven's gate swung wide. With kindly grace, St. Peter ushered me inside. And there, to my astonishment, stood the friends I'd known on earth, whom I had judged and labeled as unfit of little worth. Indignant words rose to my lips, but never were set free. For every face showed stunned surprise. Not one expected me. This quaint child classic about Easter was written more than 100 years ago by Laura E. Roberts. The little flowers came through the ground at Easter time, at Easter time. They raised their heads and looked around at Easter time. And every pretty bud did say, "Good people, bless this holy day, for Christ is risen." The angels say at happy Easter time. The pure white lily raised its cup at Easter time, at Easter time. The crocus to the sky looked up at happy Easter time. We'll hear the song of heaven, they say. Its glory shines on us today. Oh, may it shine on us always at happy Easter time. Was long and long and long ago that Easter time, but still the pure white lilies blow at happy Easter time, and still each little flower doth say, "Good Christians, bless this holy day, For Christ is risen, the angels say, at blessed Easter time. An old poem that used to be a favorite for those school exercises just before Easter vacation. A foolish little maiden bought a foolish little bonnet with a ribbon and a feather and a bit of lace upon it. And that the other maidens of the little town might know it, she thought she'd go to meeting the next Sunday just to show it. But though the little bonnet was scarce larger than a dime, the getting of it settled proved to be a work of time. So, when 'twas fairly tied, all the bells had stopped their ringing. And when she came to meeting, sure enough the folks were singing. So this foolish little maiden stood and waited at the door. And she shook her ruffles out behind and smoothed them down before. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sang the choir above her head. Hardly knew you, hardly knew you, were the words she thought they said. This made the little maiden feel so very, very cross that she gave her little mouth a twist, her little head a toss. For she thought the very hymn they sang was all about her bonnet, with the ribbon and the feather and the bit of lace upon it. and she would not wait to listen to the sermon or the prayer, but pattered down the silent street and hurried up the stair till she reached her little bureau, and in a bandbox on it had hidden, safe from critics' eyes, her foolish little bonnet. Which proves, my little maidens, that each of you will find in every Sabbath service but an echo of your mind and a silly little head that's filled with silly little airs will never get a blessing from sermon or from prayer. My foe was a giant who must be slain. By the broad trail spread behind him, by its cooling ash and its blackened strain, I swore an oath to find him. I followed my foe for many a day, but he measured his pace before me, and my weary form like a torment lay on the dragging limbs that bore me. My foe one morning stood his ground. No giant, but an elf. A small and frightened wraith I found, who was strangely like myself. an old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and wide and steep with waters rolling cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at eventide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. The chasm that was as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him." J. Courthope wrote, "Poetry is the art of producing pleasure by the just expression of imaginative thought and feeling in metrical language." This is Janet Logan saying goodbye until next week and hoping that you've had a most joyous Easter.
As the strains of melody fade away to join with other pleasant memories, again, Music and the Muse is ended. Featured with Thomas Mancini, violinist, William Sobranski, organist, Ray Kramer, cellist, and Catherine Julier, harpist. Poems read by Miss Janet Logan were First Stanza of The Day of Resurrection by John of Damascus, Restricted Neighborhood by Helen Hyde Jensen, At Easter Time by Laura E. Richards, What the Choir Sang About the New Bonnet by W.T. Morrison, Giant Killer by Laban Thomas Johnston, and The Bridge Builder by William Allen Dromgoole. Musical numbers included The Day of Resurrection by Henry Smart, Angels Roll the Rock Away by Cesar Millan, A la Bien Aimé, Christ is Risen from the Christian Hymnal, I Know That My Redeemer Liveth by Handel, Spring Song by Mendelssohn, March of the Dwarfs by Grieg, and In the Silence of the Night, Rachmaninoff. Music in the Muse was edited by John Kraft and produced by Bill Verdier. This program came from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.